something like that.
A mantle?
Yeah,
we had a mantle up there and a clock on. A lot of those old fireplaces had a iron rod across them, you know, and a hook hanging on. You can hang a pot on there and cook stuff right there.
What sort of pot?
Iron pot. Old black pot. You can find them in stores now.
What would you cook there in there in that pot, man?
Turn up greens or peas or beans or anything you wanted to boil. Every once in a while we'd cook a coon. Rabbit or something. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, my daddy said, I'm getting hungry for some goat meat. I'm going to kill a kid. He's going to kill him a goat. Eat him up. In the fall of the year, we'd be picking cotton. Going to town. Long late in the evening, he'd raise up. Gonna frost tonight. I'm getting hungry for some pork. Let's go to the house and kill a sheep. We'd all go to the house and get it. Yeah, I'd get some wood there and some water in the pot and get it boiling and knock a pig in the head and dress it. Have some fresh meat. We'd enjoy that.
Yep.
And then when the weather got right, he'd put his hogs up in the fall in a floored pen, you know.
Had a floor in it?
Yeah. And they pour the corn out there. They just have corn out eat any time of the day or night they want it. It is there. Keep plenty of water in there. Trough. Get them just mud fat. Then the weather got right, we'd have a hog killing. And then that afternoon, kill them in the morning, that afternoon they'd hang out there and dry out, you know, kind of cool off. And then cut them up. We lay them, just scatter them out then on some boards in the smokehouse. Lay the meat out so it'd be cold at night. And next day, salting day. Go out there and pick it up and salt it down. And we'd make sausage and render lard. And cook livers.
What? You eat the liver?
Yeah.
What'd you call that? How do you cook it?
Stewed it. Made a stew out of it. Good. Don't you like liver?
Sure, yeah. Mr. Fred, you ever do anything with the blood of the hog?
Blood?
You ever use the blood of the hog for anything?
No, we never did use it. But he sold one to our nigger one time and lived that close to us. He wanted some fresh meat and he sold him a hog. He come to our house to kill it. And when they knocked the hog down, my daddy stuck it for him. He said, get a pan, Jim, and take that blood and we'll have blood pie. That blood was just pouring out of it.
You know how to make blood pie?
I never saw any. But them niggas talked about it. He didn't catch the blood.